Chav Chav Ches Sif Vav. We did the Mishnah Mechaber yesterday. We didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. Just talking about the halacha of the klalos which we lay in Bechukosai, Teres Kahanim, in Sefer VaYikra. You're not mafsik in the middle. And the klalos of Kisava Mikra, then you could be mafsik in the middle, but the Ma'aser Minig is not so. Okay, Emasik and Behem. Zog the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Tesavov. It was some chua zeha kroa that this halacha you're not mafsik in the Chazal. The Mor and Megillah brought a pasuk for this. The Mishlei pasuk of Mishlei. The see Musar Hashem bini al tim os val toichach b'toichach. Do not find the Kodesh Baruch Hu's musar to you something which you find repulsive. Do not push it away. And therefore, the Mor says the following: v'mhoi yizeh hakarei mafsik b'hem. The person who had the liya would stop in the middle. He would interrupt, and somebody else would take over. It's like saying, "I don't want to hear anymore. I can't. I don't want to listen anymore." So that would look. So that's wrong. But maskilim, we say that where we start a few psukim beforehand, and we end a few psukim afterwards. This way, we don't make a bracha directly on the klala. Tezayin maskilin the Amr Chazal. The Mor says the Medrash says Shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Enu Bedin Shiyu Bonai Bevorchuni Al Tzar Shalehem. El Yikra Echad Hakol Biyaskel Bedaver Echad Misayim Bedaver Acher Biyuchal Baruch Tchila Besayim Adkal Neshana. Even though we know that the lucky is a person loyal and who has the tzara, there's a chiyuv to say a bracha to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But to set up the chatzilah, that's the arrangement. We understand that it's challenging for a person. And therefore, the Rosh set up it. The proper way to do it is we should make a bracha on something which we feel excited about, on the element of bracha or a regular psukim as opposed to the techacha. Now, mishum zelavad, based on this reason alone, ha yadai shiyasu a pasach echad min lifnei techacha, pasach echad achar techacha. So you would do one pasuk before, but that you can't do that. The kaimel on the eighth maskilim be parsha be pachas mishlosh psukim. Chenim masayim be samach the parsha be pachas mishlosh psukim. You have to lay at least two psukim, and when you start a parsha, you have to lay at least two psukim. You can't pick up at the end of a parsha less than three psukim at the end. So if the teichacha in Bechukosei starts by a pay, which it does. So you want to lay in the pasuk before, you have to lay in at least three psukim before the pay. So we have to move back the three psukim. Chayin tzorach lahas l'shlish psukim kodem v'techecha, chayin shlish psukim achar v'techecha. So there's three psukim beforehand. Now, we said three psukim at the end, the Mishnah Berurah adds in the parentheses, Zeh parsha b'chukosai, she'yesham, shlosha psukim, kadam kolos ha'parsha. The teichacha adds in the three psukim, which are not really elements of teichacha. We lay in those three psukim until we get to the end of the parsha. Parsha's tovoi, da'i v'pasuk echod, ela de rebris, she'mistayim ezeh ha'parsha. Over there, after the teichacha is finished, there's one more pasuk, ela de rebris, which is, that's the end of the parsha. Actually, it's a one pasuk parsha, so that you're not mukhiv to do more than that.
Saying that ending with something good.
The El Divrei Bris was good.
What's so good about it? He's saying that this is he's ending it off. He's ending off the Torah. There's nothing specifically good about it that I recall. He
just said it's not bad.
This is what it was. El Divrei Bris that's saying that if you misbehave, boom. No, isn't that what it's referring to?
Well, it's referring to both. It's referring to the brachas and the klolos. It's referring to everything. The other bris was if you good boys.
That's not, you're not really adding to it. That's the end of it.
So the point is you don't need to add to it. The point is you shouldn't end saying a bracha. I think his lashon over here is your mask b'davar echad masayim b'davar acher. It just should be an element of where it's not the direct points of teichacha. Yeah.
So I think it seems to be widespread minhag that no one's called up, that either the Balkari makes the bracha on that, or the Gabbai. So that in itself seems to be a form of mius. Nobody, you know, so you drag somebody up there to say the bracha. Nobody wants to be associated with it.
Okay, well, you know, it's a good, let's just talk to see the next one. Mishnah Berurah talks about the minhag, and then we'll talk about it. It's a fair question. Okay, Babsukim Shalifnayim Yutzain. Welcome Shanoigam Sharab Av Bezin Yeshlishi, Philip Hashbichu Kursai. So the minig was that the Balkari would get the Liam. So now what are you gonna do? The Balkari, so the Rav is supposed to get Shlishi, and the Balkari was supposed to get Ravi, so how do we do that? Can Shub Lo Yishar Lahasl Shosh Psukim Kadam Kriyasatachum. So given the Rav Shlishi, you're not gonna have three Psukim. So you can divide up the beginning of Bechukosai before the Teichach into three aliyahs. You're not going to have three Pesukim left. Kenshub lo yishor lahasul shosh Pesukim mekadim kriyasat Teichach. So the answer is yesh lahasul oidapah mekadim shosh Pesukim lefrei. You go back three Pesukim and you read those last three Pesukim anyway. Repeat it again. And then you go into the Teichach. But rather, that's would work. That would work if you want to give the Rav Shlishi and the person who's getting Teichach Ravi. Ach nochen hadavar sharav yimchol al kavod. Rabbi Yalal Ravi by the Shabbos. If you wanted to give the Balkare or the Sheikh Sieber the Leah, he'll get Shlishi and the Rav will get Ravi. Now, Maril Mak Hikbet al Misha Olal the Teichach. Yadavka Shamash Serkan Oisel is that ain't kapeda. The Shamash, it was part of his job, was the responsibility, so we gave him the job. So it's not considered a kapeda on him to go get the Teichach. But otherwise, there is an element of a Simon Ra. And therefore, the Maril held it was the element of kapeda that it was not proper for somebody to say, oh, I'll go up there. You know, the Bir Loch mentioned this minute, there was some, you know, some people would just go up there. It's sort of saying, like, you know, as much as there's element of Mr. Shambini Altamos, it's sort of saying the opposite, like the person saying, you know, yeah, I can handle this, you know. I'm not worried about the message which is here. So you have to get that balance. So, Teresh is but the Shamish, who was paid for that, that's not a problem. Kamalka im Karu, but if they call him up, obviously, Bavani Sarak Lalas, he has to go up. The Misha Karu, Lalas, the Sefer Torah, Ben Oila, person is called up and doesn't go up. Garim, she's Katsu Yamab. Because I'll say that it causes the person's days will be cut short. Okay. Well, Yair L'Shem Davarah, by doing the proper thing, obviously nothing bad will happen to him. The Kimish Erlo Mishum Kavod HaTorah. Shem Mitzel Yedah Davarah. Don't think it'll be a bad sign for you. You're going up to do a mitzvah, the Kavod of the Torah, so the person will not be punished for that situation. The Balkari himself goes up. I think that's the proper way to do it. Fine. And if now, what do you do with the Balkari as a kohen? So we have an eitz like this. So he'll get the first aliyah, not divided up the way he has it in the Chumash. He'll lay in all of the first 11 psukim, which is the bracha part, you know, the 11, 12 psukim, whatever it is. And then he'll lay in the whole teichacha, and that'll be the end of the first aliyah. Then you'll divide up the remaining six aliyahs from there to the end of the parasha. Yeah, that's a case where Bechu Kosai is separate. You'll finish up your sixth at the end. In a case where Behar Bechu Kosai are together, so in that situation, he gives you one or two eitzes. One eitz is you can lain. You'll get in your aliyahs, get seven aliyahs up until there. Say five in Bahar, be mechaber Bahar b'chukhesei in Shishi, then laying the last few psukim Shvi, and the Kohen will be Achron. The Kohen can be Achron. So there's an answer for that also. Same thing with Parshas Tavoy Yitzam, same. Yishtalmina Kriyam Ad Shom, will ye Achron, mine real Lochem. And if the Balkar is a Kohen and he's letting Parshas Kisavoy, so the eighth is to get all the seven Aliyahs in before him, and he'll be the eighth Aliyah, and he'll lay him from the Techach all the way to the end of the Parsha. So even though we have divisions, those divisions aren't ironclad, and we can divide it up differently if we need to. It also points out, even though normally we mechaber parshiyos together by Revi, ain't kapeda bedover. If you have a need to, you can switch it and do it. You know, combine the parshiyos in a different aliyah. And he said the parsha that so seems to me there's this element of interesting. Maril had a kapeda, which means he felt that there was a certain element of a you know, don't be tach, if the Russian gives you mussar, don't run away from it. But the Russian say, you know, I can have the Russian's mussar. There's a certain element of gaiva in that. You know, I'm ready to Russian whatever you throw at me, I'm ready for. That's a dangerous statement. So the guy would go up on his own without being the Balkari or the Shamish or a person who was hired for that purpose. Interesting. That was also improper. The Muriel said. The Birlocha mentions that another eitz which he suggests to use is find somebody in town who's it shouldn't be somebody who walks up. There was such a minute that they didn't call anybody up and then somebody would walk up. They said, you know, that's not right. If you arrange with somebody beforehand, you arrange with them beforehand. That's okay. You arranged with him, so you didn't ask him to do it. So what they would do was, you know, find a person who was an ani and needed some pranasa, and you pay him a little bit. He should be the one who goes up. You know, no one else wants to go up. You pay him a little bit. He'll say, okay, for money, I'll do anything, right? And he would get a little bit of money out of it. They would get their bulk. They would get their the person would get their ali out of it, and it was arranged before. And so that was mutter. I remember reading a story one of his chidush ma'ases about the ani. They made the arrangements, and then he didn't show up. I don't know how he tells the story. You know what I'm talking about the story? There's a mice, one of the Chesidish mice, like the arrangement, they paid the money beforehand. I think it was Rizisha, something like that. They didn't know who he was. They paid the money. He didn't show up. He had a whole shtickle terror with them. Why he didn't show up? Yodchesh, Yechol Mahasik Behem. In Kisava, you could actually interrupt in the middle. Mikiret it. Shame and Chumurus Kalkatu, not as Chumur as the clawless in Yikra. Shenemar Rak Beloshin Yochid. It was said to the individual person as opposed to all of Klal Yisrael. That's a Gemara. Furthermore, Moshe Piatzmi Omroi, the language is Moshe Rabbeinu talking as opposed to Hashem talking. Now, that the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, that separate the worm is said by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. That's a different discussion amongst the different before Hashem and Ramban already. Like, Avada was said by Baruch HaKadosh, was Moshe Rabbeinu saying it, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu giving him the idea what to say, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu just writing down what the Kadosh Baruch Hu said. So it has an element of a difference. It's not as chomer. Here's Moshe saying, I'm going to get you. Here's Moshe saying, Moshe is going to get you. So it's still not the same. Shev Mishat Tarek Siv, Yad Beik Hashem Becho, Yishalach Hashem Becho, Shav Shakol, Hoya Dei Tzivu Hashem Yisborach. Kibosh Shanem Rav Yisrael for the Parsha, Elo Dibri Abisa Shatzivu Hashem is Moshe Lichwes is Bnei Yisrael. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu to tell Klal Yisrael this message. In Kozeh, B'shosh Amoron, Hayami Piatzmin, it was his language, it was his Dibra that said it. Mashenkin, there's Kahanim, a Dibra is Nemru, Mipia Gevurah. Kishkin, Hayi Samin, Deberes, Vetach, Gremish, Moshe. Even though the words were said through Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth, it's Moshe talking through Moshe. She Amr B'loshen, Mishalcha, Minasati, Bivkadati, Bishlachti, says, referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Misha Yecholus B'yad Olas, the one who's able to do that, is referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't call somebody up because you may not want to go up, and then you're afraid. That's considered refusing to go up when you're called up. That's the element of being. That's called being mois betachach. The once you're being called up, right? Be alone. So the eitzel which he gave, it's interesting. The Mishabur said, "I have a great eitzel. Let the Balkari get the aliyah." So it was like a new eitzah, which, you know, wasn't nowadays, like it's obvious, we all assume that, we always assume that, you know, the Chofetz Chaim writes it as an etzah, like to solve all these problems. Apparently, it wasn't so. It wasn't a given that that's what they used to do. Okay, Zion. Shana psukim achroinim shibatara. The last eight psukim of the Torah ain mafsikim behem. The lochas we don't interrupt them. That's a Gemara. Ela yachid kara eskulam. One individual has to read all eight psukim together. You can't interrupt and make two aliyahs out of those psukim. Mishabur chav. Shmarna, the Hanum may be Yomasham Moshe, that the eight psukim start from the Pasuk of Yomasham Moshe to the end. It's Pasuk Hay through Pasuk Yudbeis is the end of the Torah. It's Ein Mafsikim Behem. The Chalak and the Shekhar, we don't divide it into two individual people. Batam. The Yesh Behem, Shin and Mishar Sevet Torah, they're different. Morse says, Tupshatim, how they're different. One is the Shua Kasavan. One shot the more says that after Moshe Mace, and Moshe already is dead and he's writing with Yamashem Moshe, rather Yeshua wrote it. Philemon Domer Moshe, the more says, no, you can't. Moshe Renu said, Lukacha Tevra Torah Zois, part of the Torah was missing. It was Eip Sukkim missing. Rather, Moshe Renu wrote it. The Kasavan Bedema, he wrote it with tears. Now, it's actually, it's over there, the Pashup Shot, most before Shemun actually means that he used tears as the ink. The Kasher, of course, is it's not Kasher. You have to use you can't use tears. And they say, well, some say the Pashat was, because it was a Mishon, he was okay. And some say the Pashat means that he wrote it while he was crying. He wrote it with ink. Either way, we want to show that these are different. We show the difference by not dividing them up, which we, anywhere else in the Torah we're allowed to do over here. We don't allow that to happen. That's how we show that this is different. Kasev Sefer Torah Hamor quotes, Torah Hamor was one of the Rishonim. Membez Masos Shav Parshas Eila Masei Ein LaHatzik Vehem. You should not divide the 42 Masos into different separate aliyahs. Shame Keneged Shame Membez. Because those 42 basos correspond to the name of Hashem, which has 42 letters in it. And if you interrupt in the middle, you'll end up with the name being interrupted. The Mephoshim do speak out that, however, this is all talking about on Shabbos, you learn all 42. On Mondays and Thursdays, you know, Shabbos, Mincha, Monday and Thursday, like the year where Masei is separate from Matos, so you're going to be learning Masei, the Aliyah of Masei, before the first Aliyah. So over there, there's not a capeta of the fact that you should interrupt it. Even though there is one sheet that says that you really, it's a problem. Really, the correct thing to do is to lay all the 42 masos each time you lay in Shabbos, Mincha, and Monday and Thursday. The Mice of Minik is not like that. Can't imagine you've ever seen that even anywhere. First of all, how often is Masay separate? Not so often that it's separate. Yesterday, the only time Matzah and Masay are separate is when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, and it's a Shana Muberis. So in that situation, Achrimas ends up being laid before Pesach, and also before Shavuos. Then you separate Matzah and Masay to get enough sidrus to get you to Rosh Hashanah. So, by definition, it's only when it's a Shana Muberis. By definition, it's only when it's Rosh Hashanah falls out on the fifth day, which that's the limited amount of times. So, I don't know how many times you've seen the Mice. I've never seen the minute of somebody to lay in all of the Memes Masos during the weekday. Have you ever seen that either, right? I'm assuming. Right?
No, I think it's in my sitter, though.
Yeah?
I think it's in my sitter.
One sitter,
that's one aliyah. My Mukacha sitter, I think, has it.
Yeah, it has it over there.
One aliyah.
One place I saw it says has it as, it brings both. Or, you know, it shows like ending after 10 psukim. It says V'yesh, Shemosifin, and then it, you know, gives you the rest of it. Okay. Ches. This is the last sif. Tomorrow night, there's still a piece of Mishabura that Mishabura adds. On his own, on the following page, which we'll do. But Mitzad the Shulchan Aruch, we're finishing the Shulchan Aruch from Moshe Baruch Eilat Dalet. Shibasa Batamas Ve'elach Maftir Tlosa the Parnusa. From Shibasa Batamas and onwards, we're going to end up learning the following. We're going to end up learning three Haftaras about Paranus. Sheva Dinachemta. Seven Haftaras about Nachamu. And Tarti Dittayuvta. And two Haftaras about Shuva. One of them being Dirsha, which we laid on Sam Gedalia. Okay. Tlas the Paranusa. The three of Paranus are Dibra Yirmiyo, which is the first pair. Capital of Yirmiyo, Shema Devar Hashem, which is the second capital of Yirmiyo, and Chosen Yeshayo, which is the first capital of Yeshaya. Those are the three of Paranus. Shvad and Nechemta, what are the seven Haftaras of Nechemta, which are all in Sefer Yeshaya. There's Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, B'Therm Asiyan, Ani Asayro, Anochi, Hum, Nechemchem, Rani Akara, Kumi Uri, Soiso Sis. There's a vertical. There's a medrash on Nachamu that says that Rashi goes and tells that the Malachim tells the Brias, go and be Menachem Klal Yisrael. Nachamu, it's a tzibur, Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, go be Menachem Klal Yisrael. Mitar Mitzion, Azavani Hashem, Rashi left me alone. He sent Malachim instead. He sent Brias and said, what happened to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Somebody said, Azavani Hashem, and he said, I'm not Menuchim. Says, okay, fine, I'll do it myself. That's the Hamshach in the first four Haftaras, that there's a Hamshach of the thought process between the four of them.
So we could continue this album. We could continue the bar.
And mainly Rani Akora, and Klai, they were very happy.
He was happy, but right, because Hashem came.
Right. So then Kumi Ari and so
then he says Kumi Ari, that's fine, so send the Mashiach already. So now you can get another one. So Sosa says, and I'll be happy. Okay. And I'll really be happy. So we can continue.
Okay.
I guess that's the Hasidish DNA.
I see it coming out. Next thing you know, you're gonna start wearing a big garment.
No, don't worry about that.
Okay.
that'll take a little longer.
Ziyam Sam Gedalia Mimincha Maftirin Dirshu, Bashab Shabin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Maftirin Loyla Meshuva. So that's the two of Tiyuft of Tshuva. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah bebag, Rosh Hashanah falls out either on Monday or Tuesday, Beis or Gimel. First day Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Shabbos, Bein Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. So now you have two Shabbos. You have the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Sukkos. So either Yom Kippur comes out on a Wednesday like this year, or comes out on a Thursday, which is even more challenging. We lay in Hazino in that week. So Maftirin by Vayedar David. So the Haftarah for Hazino is the Shira of David HaMelech, Vayedar David. Now, listen to this. Yesh Armin, there is a Shita which holds, because Rosh Hashanah Bebag, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Bezer Gimel, Shabayelech Ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so we said Netzavim, we lay in before Rosh Hashanah. Vayelech is between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Hazino is between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. So what you do is like this. You lay in Maftir and Bar Dirshu. You lay in Dirshu for Vayelech. So it's not Shabbos Shuvah, it's Shabbos Dirshu. B'Shabbos Shemen Yom Kippur Masukas, Karan Azinu, Maftir and Shuvah. And you lay in Shuvah between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. So if you ever ask a riddle, where how's it possible to have Shabbos Shuvah after Yom Kippur? Here is where it's possible to have Shabbos Shuvah after Yom Kippur. That's this minute. So the Rabbah, Habba Minnika, sorry, Rishon, the Minnika is not like that. The Minnika is like the first sheet that we always lay in Shuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And Dirshu is laying some Gedalia. And Hazina, when it's not Shabbat Shuva, it's between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we lay in Bayadar B'Dabit. Shash Rishon is Hashanah, Maftir and Kipmein HaParsha. The rest of the year, so these Haftaras are not connected to the idea of what's going on in the Parsha. They were Chazal's way to give a message off to Klal Yisrael. Not connected necessarily to what the parsha was about, but the rest of the year when we lay in the haftarah, maftirin main parsha, we lay the haftarah which has some elements where it has something to do with the topic of what the parsha was talking about. Because shakarin shtei parshiyos, maftirin bachrena, when we lay in two parshiyos, so the haftarah goes with the second parsha. So if you lay in bahar b'chukosai, so the haftarah we lay in the Hashem uzi ma'uzi. Which is Haftarah for Bechukosah, the Marshal. except Muvad Be'Achrei Mois Kedoshim, the Maftir Halakim Nei Kushiim Atemli, which is the Haftarah for Achrei Mois. She Haftarah is Achrei Mois. We don't learn the Haftarah of Kedoshim. Rather, we learn the Haftarah of Achrei Mois. Mishabura will say, because the talks about that, the Haftarah of Kedoshim, which is the Haftarah of Hasishpot, is a tremendously painful castigation of Klal Yisrael sins. It's like a very, it's a tremendous list of Klal Yisrael's averus and how they deserve to be punished, etc. It's not a very pleasant Haftarah. So we basically only say it when we have to. That's our minute. Now, Lamaisa, that Haftarah ends up being very rare, because this is only the Geya when Achrei Mois and Kedoshim are separate, which usually is in a Shana Muberis. Shana Muberis sometimes both Achrei Mois and Kedoshim are after Pesach, so it'll fall out one of them many times. It's either Erev Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh. So you end up not laying, you only end up the Haftarah one of them. So you once lay the Haftarah only one of them, we always go back to the Haftarah of Achrei Mois. So you end up that Hatishbert, I think Shlomo and his Sefer on Haftarahs makes a list that Hatishbert, I think, was laying something like about six times in the last 100 years, something like that. That's how often it gets laying. It was actually laying very recently. The last 2 or 3 years ago was laying, and that was like the first time it had been laying in 20-something years, 22 years. Sounds familiar.
What about the one for Miketz? That's never laying, right?
Actually, there is one time where Miketz falls out on Hanukkah. So,
once in how many years?
Very rarely. I don't know what the numbers are. It's very rare.
Probably even more rare than
Kedoshim, no? I remember it happening in the last 15 years.
Really?
Maybe. But I can't remember the time before that, so let's put it back like that. Okay, now, Menoigim, there was a minute, which we don't do, there was a minute that Ramon mentioned it before also, the Haftir B'chas and the Soisusi. So whatever the Haftarah of the week is, they would lay in social seas instead. Excuse me.
Bless you. Thank you. Every time someone in the shul has a wedding?
Every time someone in the shul has a wedding. So
it's like Sama, they'd be laying it every week.
Right.
Wait a minute, Shabbat Bachar, what is it? Hassan's there?
I think it was the Shabbos of the Ofrev, actually. But Vaydochen Mipuna Shum Haftarah and his Karas Khan. Any of the
seriously in a Hasidish Shtibel, like the big ones.
Yeah,
if that would be the right, so whoever reads it would know it pretty well. I mean,
okay, so
years ago, we never said Tachlon in the morning. Rabbi Weiss was here. And it was rare to say Tachlon in the morning. Remember that was the day?
Yeah.
That's not that in itself, is not the worst.
No, it's almost never we said it.
So he said, but any of the Torahs we mentioned before, the Shevet, the Gimel de Pernusa, the Shevet de Nechemta, and the trade, the Teyuvta, those are not, Sosis can't override them. And the Wilshah Dal Parshias, the Dal Parshias, the Torah of the Dal Parshias, Sosis does not override. Wilshah Rosh Chodesh, Oy Mar Chodesh, Oy Chanukah, Oy Shira. The Shabbos of the Shira, Shabbos Parshas Bishalach, when we lay in the Shira's Devara, and Parshas means Shabbos Hazina, when we lay in Shira's David, those would not be overridden by Sosis. Alba Shara Avtara Stoichen Mipanab. Any other Avtara would be Nidcha. Chernis Berli Alba Simon Tav Chafei, Dei Medagam Minov the Novi. We don't jump from one number to the other. We got this first shama sif beis im doichem libnei shavash kodesh achas me'elav teres and his karas kan. So what do you do when you have the conflict between Rosh Chodesh or Machor Chodesh and one of the teres, which that's where that's negeya, is, of course, that's in the Gaya to the during Elul, during the Shabbat and the Chemtza, sometimes you'll have Rosh Chodesh, Elul falls out on Shabbos. So that's an era Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. What do we do? So my our meaning is that we lay in Rosh Chodesh, because there are elements in the Chum in there also. And since usually the one which will get pushed off is Aniyah Sayara, so Aniyah Sayara actually is right, immediately right next to Rani Akara. So when we lay in Rani Akara 2 weeks later, we lay in Aniyah Sayara also. We get it back in that way. That's our meaning. He mentioned that before, that's our minute. At least that's an option. That's him, Mishabura. He started. Chavez. So we start with, first one is Dibur Yirmiyahu. Of the three of Paranusa is Dibur Yirmiyahu, and then Shema Devar Hashem. Now, we have told him to be Shabbos Rishon, Reparsha Diyama. If the first week of the Klosset de Parnusa, they didn't lay in Divrei Yirmiyahu correct, as they're supposed to, but rather they lay in the Haftarah of the week. Now it's the second week. Since Divrei Yirmiyahu and Shema Devar Hashem are immediately adjacent to each other, it's the first capital and the second capital. It's the first capital plus the first three psukim of the second capital is the first week. And from Pasuk Dalet onwards, it's the second week. So the Rambam is right next to each other. So the second week, we lay in Yaftim Shabbos Abba, Dibur Yirmiyahu, Begam Shimu, Neshe and Smuchu Zeluzu. They're right next to each other, so you lay in both of them together.
Why is that relevant? If they're close to each other, not close to each other. If you read from a cloth, it makes a difference. If you're reading it from a
sefer, well,
who cares? You just turn to the page.
I understand, but the Ikra Tekana was based on cloths. So saying if there be no
the
many
cloth they had. Oh, yes, if it's a cloth, it makes sense. Then you don't have to open and close.
Shemela, if you do it there, we do it there. Now, so the Mishnah like this: Masha Kosa b'Chumashim, Haftarah Vayishlach is Vayivrech Yaakov. That the for Vayishlach they put the Haftarah of Vayivrech Yaakov. Who told? Ella, but Vayetze Haftarah means Vayivrech Atzef Hashaya. Vayivrech Yaakov is actually the Haftarah for Vayetze. Well, got Pesukim in Yoel, and then we read the Pesukim from Yoel. B'chalta Mochol Vidata. B'humi Tam Shatzarach L'Sayim B'Davar Toiv, and the reason why we add the psukim from Yoel is because we don't want to end up with the psukim in Hosea, because the last pasuk of Hosea is Yisrael Narech Hashem Sikim Yachubam Uposhim Yikosh Lubam. So that's not a very upbeat way to end the Haftarah. And you Rishayim, you are going to really be nichshol in this, you know. So we don't end up with that thought. Uposhim Yikosh Lubam. So we add the psukim from Yoel, which is immediately the next novi over there is Yoel. Okay, Vishlach Maftirim mean Vami Tuluim. We got mixes v'yivrach Yaakov ad u'mashiach ayin bilti. So it's also from Hosea, but it starts earlier and it ends off with some of the psukim of v'yivrach Yaakov. That's the minig. Well, that's a minig. While pi hagro and loygam lahafter b'parshas v'yishlach chazan nevadja, and our minig actually is to do like the gro is chazan nevad. You see, you would probably, I don't know, maybe it's about chesidish. I don't know what they do, but at least in most shuls nowadays, the minhag is like the grod that we lay in chazay nevad, not amit aluyim. Have you ever seen amit aluyim being lain in Vayishlach? Usually chazay nevad is the pretty standard thing to do.
Okay. It's relevant.
And the
shot Ravagi predicts the destruction of Adam. It's very relevant.
Yeah. Okay. So the Mechaber said the first shita is that we always lay in shuba between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. The second shita was we lay in deer shuba between when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Beis and Gimel, we lay in deer shuba on Shabbos shuba, and then we lay in shuba on the Shabbos of Hazina between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So the first shita holds no. Shuba is always in between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. That's the first shita. So now that's psukim which start in Hosea. The fish Hosea who see him after zub upashim yikosh lebom ve masayim mebezes. Now we're not going to end with the Hosea because Hosea ends up again with the words upashim yikosh lebom. It's the same problem. It's actually the same words. So we're not going to end there. Kach musivim by psukim. Therefore we add psukim. Now what do we add? So there's machloek is what we add. We had the psukim of Tikva Shofar in Yoel. Okay, so now he said the first one is the Abadram, the second one is Shitas Tosis. We had both, you know. Hey, but the more the merrier, which is what we do usually. That's a Minigard scroll. He comes up with the following pshor. We don't need to add both. We do not need to add both. I like this. When Vayelech is Shabbos Shuvah. You should use the psukim of Micha. Why? The who me'ena parsha v'yelch tziv v'chora api. Psukim Micha ksiv lo hichzik la'arapoy. So that's a very fitting idea to what the parsha spoke about. The parsha spoke about Hashem being angry, and the psukim Micha says, "Rosh, you know, I won't. I'll let go of my anger." So that's a nice way to end off the thought of parshas v'yelch. K'sher karen hazino b'shabbos shuvah. Yesh esam psukim yoyel. How is that? What's the connection over there? Which talks about the giving the Hashem giving the rain, the Torah like the rain. The Geshem will come for good. And he says, at the end of the day, there's a different minhagim. That's the idea of the Nebi Huda. It's a great idea. Whatever the minhag is, that's the minhag. God told it here. You have to pick up these last few points over here. And then there's an Amabez, he goes through some basic points about it.